Good morning, YouTube. Today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And we're going to go over to Facebook now, and we're going to attempt to do a simulcast on Facebook with YouTube at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone, is that what they call it? I've entitled this video this morning, Reasons for Rejecting the Vaccination. Now, I know that I may be censored on this. It may be taken down. I may be called a conspiracy nut. Been called a lot of things. But I want to just talk to you from my heart this morning. And I have some questions that I'd like to ask you. And give some thought to this morning. Reasons for rejecting the vaccination. First question I would ask is, if Christ were down here on the earth, would he take the vaccination? Would Jesus Christ take the vaccination with aborted baby parts in it, with mice feces and all other kind of objects that are placed in it? Would God welcome with open arms the vaccination? Would his disciples be advocates and take the vaccination? Would Stephen have taken the vaccination? Would the Apostle Paul have taken the vaccination? What about Peter? Would he have taken the vaccination? What about Dr. Luke? Would he have taken the vaccination? Now, another question I ask is, when you're trying to get rid of something that has absolutely no value, what do? You try to give it away, don't you? Why do you think they're trying to give this away and not charging for it? Well, because 42% of the people in the United States have said they're going to reject it. Why would 42% of the population of over 300 million people reject something that has so much supposed value? And we're going to trust someone like Dr. Fauci, who one time says, don't wear a mask, whatever you do, it's not going to help you, don't wear a mask. And then 2 weeks later, everybody should be wearing a mask. It's amazing the lies that are perpetrated by people from the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. Do you trust the World Health Organization? Do you trust the Centers for Disease Control? Do you trust people who are promoting this vaccination? I don't. Christ said, be alert or be aware when the whole world speaks well of you. You know, a lot of things that Democrats and Republicans disagree on, but one thing they do agree on is the vaccination. The Democrats are promoting it as well as the Republicans, the vaccination. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And so they've got the remedy. You know, the remedy is this vaccination. This RNA that seeks to change the DNA makeup of what the Creator has created. So, the good Lord being my helper, I will not take the vaccination. Now, I predict over time, I don't know how long it will take, but eventually, you know, they'll start out with soft selling it. oh, this is all voluntary. Why do you think Donald Trump said that it was going to be strictly voluntary? It wasn't going to be mandatory because he knew people would not buy into that mandatory vaccination any more than they bought into mandatory mask wearing. But over time, they will escalate this coronavirus myth and all their false figures to a point where they will so propel this false narrative about take it for the good of the community. We're all in this together. Give me your arm so I can stick you with a needle for the cause of humanity. You know, anytime someone tries to make something mandatory, look out. Look out. And that's what Nebuchadnezzar tried to do one time. And that's what other kings would be. You know, when you hear the instruments and the music, bow down and worship. Bow down and worship me, the king. And there were certain people that refused to bow down and listen to the music. Are you listening to music of the vaccination promoters? You might be cast in a fiery furnace like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because the whole world is going to wonder after the beast. This is merely a prelude to what is coming down the pike. It started with COVID-19. It started with, stay home, be safe. This will lower the curve, all of this. This is just a short period, 2 weeks shutdown. And here it is going on a year later. Okay. Won't be long till we will have been a year with this plandemic and Bill Gates and his vaccinations. How many people have suffered at the hands of Bill Gates and his vaccinations? Are you going to listen to someone who promotes the depopulation of the earth stick a needle in your arm? What absolute lunacy. Okay. Scripture is very clear that when the majority goes about doing something, it's in error. The majority is always in error. God has a remnant according to the election of grace, not according to universalism. This vaccination is promoting universalism, ecumenism. We're all in this together. Do this for the community. Do this for the global consciousness of the whole world. So these are some things to think about this morning about this vaccination. Now, when they make it mandatory, you know how they'll make it mandatory? They'll say it's not mandatory, but they'll say, if you're going to be a recipient of government money, Social Security, which, by the way, is not government money, it's money that you worked for, and they took it out of your check every week. And now, at the end of your retirement, you're collecting it under the guise that it's supposed to offer you Social Security. You know how they'll take away your Social Security if you're relying upon Social Security? Is they'll say, well, if you're going to take Social Security, you're going to have to prove that you have had the vaccination. If you're going to take stimulus money, you're going to have to prove that you've taken the vaccination. If you're going to remain on disability income, you're going to have to prove that you have the vaccination for the good of mankind, for the good of the world, for the good of the United States, for the good of your county, for the good of your city, for the good of your neighbors, And if you don't take the vaccination, they're going to have your neighbors tattling on you. That's what they called contact tracing. People who are going to call the local health department and report you for not taking the vaccination and for speaking out against it. This is a very evil time we're living in. You say, well, how do you have any proof that they'll take away your Social Security if you don't take the vaccination? They'll take away the stimulus money, or they'll take away your disability income. Well, you know, why would they require someone to have a digital tracking system? Why would they require you to present them proof that you've had vaccination before you participate in international travel? Eventually, they won't want you to travel from state to state unless you have digital tracking on your smartphone. And then they'll narrow it down from county to county, city to city. It's a way of controlling the population, the world population, through this vaccination. Well, we need to take a stand against this evil in the world. The idea that Big Daddy knows best for you. When the governors and the mayors tell you you cannot have turkey on Thanksgiving, you need to wear a mask inside your house, and you can't have over 6 people in your house having turkey dinner. Don't you have a problem with that? Isn't that getting a little ridiculous? You can't walk outside unless you have a mask on. Give me a break. You know? And people say, well, this is for the good of all mankind. No, it's not. It's an evil system that is trying to control every aspect of the world population. These people are Marxist bigots. That's what they are. Well, Jesus Christ warned us that in the last days perilous times will come. And he says they'll deliver you up to their councils, and they will kill you. Well, we are seeing this in 185 countries today. And you can call me any name you want to, but I'm having a heart-to-heart talk with you. There's something very evil about this pandemic and this vaccination and this. Why are so many big pharmas jumping on the bandwagon to create as many of these vaccinations as possible? Why do they try to do it in such a short time? And so, to me, this is satanic. And so, would Christ have taken a vaccination? Would he have advocated to give your children vaccination? You know, there was a time when the Roman Catholic Church demanded everyone baptize their infants. What's the difference in today than this world religion demanding that everyone vaccinate their children before they participate in their secular humanist education? What's the difference in requiring everyone to baptize your infants and requiring your children to be vaccinated before they attend school? What's the difference in requiring everyone to be partake of the mass, eat of the cookie, or partake of a vaccination before you get on an airplane, before you get in your car and travel? What's the difference between requiring everyone eating a cookie and wearing a mask before you go to the grocery store? Some questions that I have this morning. Think on these things, you know. And, you know, we're getting ready to go into some very, very, we're already in the midst of persecution, and we don't even realize that many people have their heads in the sand. You know? And so this morning, I, God being my helper, will resist taking a vaccination and wearing masks. And the only social distancing I'm going to practice is coming out from the world and being separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Why would I want to wear a dirty petri dish on my face? And why would I want to have someone stick me with a needle with ingredients from aborted baby parts? It's an evil system. It's a part of the beast system. Why is Pope Francis promoting wearing a mask and goes on national media and saying that people who don't wear a mask are just, they're unable to get out of themselves? Well, that's what you're asking everyone to do, is stay at home and not to participate in life. Closing down restaurants, you're closing down businesses, you're asking people to social distance, you're asking people to not meet in groups of over six people. Give me a break. So this is some reasons to think about why we should resist this vaccination and this mask wearing and this evil, corrupt World Health Organization and Center for Disease Control. It's merely promoting a Roman Catholic 2020 Inquisition. God bless.